Let's repeat. This time on beat. Easy come, easy go, easy high, easy low, easy bro. Nobody kill me like me. Shit. Nobody know me like me. Shit. Heal me, my body's in deep. Shit. You feel me? My mind is a freak. Forever you faking the funk. Always I hate what you want. Wasting the waste and it means you no monk. No fear and no guns. Just fear of the looks and the thoughts weigh a ton. Tangled the lungs, race the suns. They make it, you make it, you make it, you dumb. Wuthering heights, bad dreams on bad nights. In bad life, no half-life. Do the math, Mike. Free yourself, it's just life. When the levy rang sober, activate. When the dark water in a day, activate. Sabotage interstate, activate. Hating on your hate, activate. What a difference a day make, activate. No resistance, my day may activate. Universe say it's okay, activate. Okay, need to activate.
Good afternoon, you are tuned to XL Radio, here with Baby Zan for our 18th episode. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. XL Radio is a weekly podcast celebrating cultural heritage and diversity in music practice around the world. This week jumping on board is the incredible local talent that is El Shamada, both a violinist, producer, curator, DJ and multi-instrumentalist. From Tokyo, but now based in Melbourne, El Shamada is an incredible musician. We heard her track Activate just before. For this hour, we're going to be dipping through conversation alongside some tunes that El has selected. Being such an interesting person with such incredible music taste and such an incredible story, I feel like she needs no more introducing. And so I'm going to hand over to her and let her do the talking for the next little bit. But before we dive in, I'm going to treat us to one more track by El Shamada. This one was put out recently during ISO and is called Self 2.
Thank you. So my name is El Shimada, and I was born in Tokyo, and I grew up in between Tokyo, like Tokyo Commission Building and countryside. And when I was 14, I finished my the mandatory education, and I just wanted to see what else is in the world. I was always so curious. I bought a one-way flight to New York at 14, with not much plan. I just worked some part-time jobs as a teenager, and I just had it and went for an adventure. That obviously didn't really work out because I had no plan. I didn't speak English. So I called my parents and I was like, I need to come back. And they were like, okay, you should and then study or do something with your life. You can't just go overseas and do nothing. So so I went back home and then, I studied and prepared myself to come to Australia. It was kind of a quite random decision again. I've always been so spontaneous and I'm moving before I'm thinking always, which can be a negative or positive trait about me, I think. And I saw this really cheap flight to Australia. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm gonna go to Australia. So yeah, I was 15 when I got here. I moved to a place called Byron Bay in New South Wales. And I spent my time, 5 years of my time in Byron Bay. I went to high school and then I studied audio engineering and then moved to Melbourne. Yeah, and I've been here ever since.
Was studying audio engineering, I guess, a pathway to becoming a musician for you, or?
I think moving to Australia and then not being able to communicate verbally because I didn't speak barely any English, that was a pathway to start playing music. My grandmother left me a violin and because I couldn't really hang out with people that much. I just poured all my emotion and thoughts and all that into a violin. So I spent a lot of my teenage life playing violin, just trying to make sense of the world, I guess. And through that, I made friends without having to speak English, just through music. So music has always been this more of a communication tool for me to better understand myself, to better understand the world and the connection between people. And audio engineering school was kind of it came to a part of the school education where I had to do HSC. I think it's called, I don't know what it is. It's like a education exam that you have to take at year 12. And I was like, fuck that. I can't even really speak English. There's no way I can read Shakespeare and do crazy math in English. So I instead left high school. Yeah, I went to audio engineering school. Kind of basically to get away from HSC. Yeah, I've learned a lot and I still utilize what I've learned in audio engineering school a lot, especially as women of color, independent musician here. It's so liberating to be able to produce my own music, record my music, mix my music, and have the control and ownership over the entirety of my process, which is super empowering, I think. But it's really definitely helps to be able to be true to my sound without the bias of having to, pay a lot of money and also maybe go through an industry that doesn't always prioritize what we want, sound and
It's time for our first track as selected by Elle. Are you able to walk us through the songs you've selected today?
Because you asked me what influenced me and I was like, wow, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, it's a big one, sorry.
No, I'm grateful. So it really, really, really is a mixed bag. There's Ainu music, which is my ancestors' music. We are indigenous people from northern Japan. So I start with that kind of traditional music and I got the hip hop, Yeah, there was all them, like that kind of classics. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think you just have to listen to it. It's a little bit of like ADHD concussion of, you know, a glimpse into my world, I guess.
Track on the menu is East of Kunashiri by the Okai Dub Aina Band.
So the first two tracks, so the very first track is an Ainu traditional music, which is Northern Indigenous people of Japan, peoples of Japan. Basically, when I was growing up, I had all this like feeling of there's something hidden in my family that I didn't know. Yeah, I was always curious and I've always asked my parents or like my, grandparents, like, hey, like, you know, did we come from overseas? Like, we look a little bit different and, you know, like, our hair texture is a little bit different, things like that. And then they've always been like, oh, what are you talking about? Like, really brushing me off. And when my great-grandmother passed away, I was going through her belongings and I got to learn that she is an Ainu women who were basically like taken away from her mob and her family and her community to marry my great-grandfather, which is something that she never talked about until she passed away. But like I was like reading her diaries and stuff, and She has so many incredible stories of like internal monologues. Yeah, I really was touched and like intrigued, and it's also reading those like things that my great grandmother wrote, like so many things about, I guess, what I was always questioning about the world made sense. So ever since, I've been like really trying my best to, I guess, relearn something that is in my DNA that I didn't get to experience, and, you know, like learn and listen to music or learn about the culture or history, and yeah, trying to, I guess, keep her memory alive, you know?
Yeah. So is this something that you did, I guess, with your parents, or they weren't as much as a part of?
Well, I guess they didn't know as well, is the thing, you know, like the history of Ainu people are so suppressed, you know, as a result of genocide. And, you know, like back in the day when my great-grandmother was alive, like there was not much a dialogue of honoring the indigenous people of Japan, or even, yeah, like, you know, narrative of history alive, or being, let alone being proud of her roots. So she basically, like, you know, was stolen from her community and then just spent the rest of her life as a Japanese person, as a survival tactic, you know? So, like, my father didn't really get to talk about that with her as well. So last time when I went back to Japan, which was about a year ago, me and my father, like, took a road trip in those Ainu lands and kind of tried to trace our roots, which was, like, such a, yeah, really profound moment I got to share with my father. I feel like it really brought us closer. And, yeah, it's such a trip as well, because it's something that is in our DNA, but, and then it's something that we didn't have a living, breathing experience of being, you know? Yeah, I still really trying to figure out where I stand with it, like, you know, not only appreciating the Ainu culture from outside, but just recognizing that it is within me, and then, you know, trying to find a way to keep the culture alive while respecting that I also had the privilege of living a modern lifestyle as a, you know, a Japanese person, which is a privilege, you know. So just like, yeah, I'm still figuring out that, like, how I can be authentic and sincere, and like have authentic and sincere relationship with the roots, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those processes that takes your entire life to figure out how to do.
Totally. But, and then there's like crazy things, like, you know, when, like, I listened to the music that I've been making before I found out about all these things, and there's so many parts of my music that has such a strong, like, sound of Ainu.
That's amazing. I was going to ask if you have any influences of Ainu music in your current music.
Yeah, well, like, now that I am actively seeking to study and, like, deeply understand, I definitely have, that is a huge influence for me. But what intrigues me is, like, it was already in my DNA without me knowing. And I think that is, you know, really beautiful. Yeah.
How have you found, on that note, I guess, keeping in touch with your cultural heritage and roots while being, yeah, well, I guess moving to Melbourne and making a life for yourself in Melbourne?
Well, my art is quite, I guess, Asia-centric to an extent. You know, some of the most beautiful thing that I've realized migrating is how much my culture is, you know, within me. And it's not something that I can just forget, you know, for the beauty of it and for the ugliness of it. It's in me, and it runs in my blood, and it runs in the way that I think and the way that I perceive the world, you know. So it's not something that, like, yeah, I definitely miss practicing my culture in daily basis, but I don't worry that it will ever go away from me, if that makes sense. Saying so, like, I think for me, it's important that I stay connected to my culture, like, actively, and that involves, like, you know, collaborating with other Asian artists, or whether it be, like, you know, reading in Japanese, or, like, writing in Japanese, or even learning about my country's history a little bit, like, deeper, or listening to Japanese music. These things are really important for me to feel grounded and, yeah, feel grounded and feel calm. It's beautiful to reminisce what was in Japan, but it's also really exciting to develop, like, a immigrant's way of perceiving home, you know what I mean, in here. Because it's a different thing, and I think it's really exciting to just weave through and understand my culture standing in this land, away from home.
This one is Stakes Is High by De La Soul.
Focal point, bringing damage to your borough. Be some brothers from the east with the beats that be thorough. Got the solar gravitation, so I'm bound to pull it. I gets down like brothers are found, ducking from bullets. Gun control means using both hands in my land. Where it's all about the cautious living. Migrating to a higher form of consequence. Compliments are struggling, that shouldn't be notable. Man, every word I say should be a hip hop quote.
I'm sick of bitches shaking asses. I'm sick of talking about blood. Sick of Versace glasses. Sick of slang. Sick of half ass award shows. Sick of name brand clothes. Sick of R&B bitches over bullshit tracks. Cocaine and crack, which brings sickness to black. Sick of swole head rappers with they sickening raps. Claps and gaps, making a whole sick world collapse. The facts are getting sicker, even sicker perhaps. I'm sticking push to make a bundle to escape the synapse.
Man, life can get all up in your ass, baby. You better work it out. Now let me tell you what it's all about. A skin not considered equal. A meteor has more right than my people who be wasting time screaming who they've hated. That's why the native tongues has officially been reinstated. Stakes is high, you talking about
five.
Stakes is high. Y'all know them stakes is high when we dealing with them. Stakes is high. Man,
hey, yo,
stakes is
what
high.
About that love?
Yo, it's about love of cars, love of funds, loving to love mad sex, loving to love guns, love for opposite, love for fame and wealth, love for the fact of no longer loving yourself, kid. We living in them days of the man-made ways where every aspect is vivid.
Word.
These brothers no longer talk shit.
Hey, yo,
these niggas live it. About to give it to you 24/7 on the microphone. Plug one, translating the zone. No offense to a player, but yo, I don't play. And if you take offense, fuck it, got to be that way. JD Dub, show your love. What you got to say?
I say G's and make you make it out of high regard. And niggas dying for it nowadays ain't hard. Investing in fantasies and not God.
What?
Welcome to reality, see time is hard. People try to snatch the credit but can't claim the card. Showing out in videos saying they co-starred. See shit like that'll make your mama cry. Better watch the way you spend it cause the stakes is high.
You know them stakes is high when you're dealing with the stakes is high.
Check it. I think that smiling in public is against the law.
What?
Cause love don't get you through life no more. It's who you know and how you, son. And how you getting in and who the man holding you. Yo. And how was the skins and how high? Yo, what up, high? I heard you caught a body. Seem like every man and woman shared a life with John Gotti.
But they ain't organized.
Mixing crimes with life enzymes. Taking the big scout route. And niggas, no doubt. Better than they know their daughters and their son.
Yo, people go through pain and still don't gain positive contact. Just like my main man who got others cleaning up his physical and loose. His
mind got congested. He got the nine in blue and neighborhoods are now hoods. Cause nobody's neighbors, just animals surviving with that animal behavior under eye. Who be rhyming from dark to light sky. Experiment with needles and skin connect. No wonder where we live is called the projects. When the stakes is high, we damn sure try to do anything to get the piece up and pop. Electrify, even die for the cash, but at last you be out, even though you're wanting more. This issue is closed like an elevator door, but soon we open once we get to the next floor. Stakes is high, you know them stakes is high.
How have you found the Melbourne music community in terms of collaborating with other artists in that multicultural way?
There's so much to be said. I think most of all, there's an incredible, amazing community here. I think I'm often so humbled to collaborate with people from all over the world representing, you know, their own like folk musics from, you know, their land, or like a sort of mixture of, you know, the reaction that the diversity in Melbourne brings. I'm really appreciative of this supportive family here who honor, I guess, each other's differences, but stand together to support each other's music or art or, you know, anything really. Saying so, I think sometimes it's hard to, how do I put this? Like, hard to be representing something consistently without it being, maybe like listeners not being open enough to receive other cultures' art as it is. I think there's a lot of like Western idea of like, what audience wants, and then often, you know, so-called multicultural diverse artists have to fit into the mold of what is expected upon us, you know what I mean? I don't find it that, you know, it's a challenge weaving through being genuine with my art and also making it somewhat digestible, you know, and then also like challenging that gap, if that makes sense. I didn't word it that well, sorry.
No, I think I understand about, having to feel like you represent something and then needing to make that palatable for other people, and it becomes, I guess, limiting onto your creative expression.
See, like, I think, like, you know, I could never represent Japan as a whole country, you know, like, I could only represent me and what influences of home I can bring to the audience, and you know, that may not be something that they want to hear necessarily, you know, because there's a lot of stereotypes and what people are ready to hear and what people expect. So it's like, it's a constant challenge of just challenging that stereotype while being genuine. But, and then also being like, you know, sharing and open enough to marry that gap, you know, without fighting so much.
This is Atwood Ferguson's The J Dilla Flip of the track Fall in Love. Thank you. I was listening to one of your tracks, Self 2, which had a really great disclaimer saying this art is 100% powered by a woman. I wanted to ask, what has your experience been like being a female identifying performer in Melbourne?
It's dope. I love being a woman. And I think I always have to be grateful that I live in 2000 and now, you know, like the time has never been as open to receive feminine power, you know. And this is not to say that the job is done, like there's a lot of work to be done, but I'm just grateful that in 2000 and now, like so many women that worked before me have like made it possible for me to walk freely. You know, there's always a struggle as well. It's like, it's always navigating that male-dominated patriarchic industry.
That old chestnut.
And, you know, every woman's experience is different. But for me, it's sometimes it's as simple as just doing what I do well and sort of not really taking no for an answer and really supporting other female identifying or LGBTQI plus artists and trusting that there are community and we are supposed to be working together and supporting each other.
Time to dip into another track as selected by Elle. This one is Sheena Ringo. Carissime Otome. We're going to go back to back with a track by a witch called Senno.
Nice, not nice, not a thing, nice. 契約書サインするボールペン。 motherfucking day and night.
いけないいけない、あの子の祭り。行かない行かない、俯瞰のマグロ。失望借金よく聞くお薬。 Don't open your fucking mouth。 運命という名の情報戦とは知らずに受け取る処方箋。セックス、スポーツ、スクリーン、目がくらむ操るルーティーン。しっかり加えたルアーの針、ごくり飲み込み後頭部を圧迫。新客 Now what you want to do。 バカバカだまったく、バカバカだまったく、バカバカだまったく、バカバカだまったく、バカバカだまったく。
もう飽きたんだ、味のしないガム。派手なビジュアルに客が並んでる。引っ張って押した一般の叫んで、目に見えない紐が見えるぞ。究極面白けりゃいい、感情移入で洗脳するゲーム。サテンシャツ着たペテン師は踊る。マウンティング取るマーケティングビジネス。おおバズるスキャンダル、新しさつたばが頭ひっぱたく。いい代わり毒も使い方、殺しも数やら独裁者とかす。誰かの不幸に群がる癖、てめえの自慢がつまみの差が。未曾有の恐怖に操られてまで欲しがる情報源は半透明。この命でもて遊ばれちゃう。菩薩に輸血で死ぬが大怪我。ブルーシートの奥にいるギャンギャン。死に様なんつ誰の趣味のメディア。欲はそこなし、もう勘運な。踊れ日本のメイドインアメリカ。形変えとか変えなく快感の連続。バカバカだまったく、
バカバカだまったく、バカバカだまったく、バカバカだまったく、バカバカだまったく。
紙に数字が書かれてる。その紙をみんなで信じてる。ご多分に漏れるこの僕も、神の力の音を送っている。日常アスファルトよろしく敷き詰められて、ルールや普通という言葉思考回路に巧みに絡みつき、根を張られたが分をつき。それは想像力に影響して我々の行動パターンさえも設定。プログラミング教育 We are the robot。 まさしくクラフトワーク。出来の違いで仕分けるベルトコンベア。いかごから墓場、そびえ立つ三角で勝ち打ちから競争。勝敗商売になっちゃってる戦争。あっちとこっちどっちもどっちに、チームサーチも行かなくなれば、ボカンと一発ぶち込む核爆弾。人類皆運命共同体。今地球は泣いてます。ナイトメア万歳では絶えない。ぜひこの機会契約書にハンコと指定の口座にお振り込みしていただければ。
バカバカだまったく、バカバカだまったく、バカバカだまったく。
And can I ask how ISO has been for your music practice and general life?
I think I'm on like ISO stage 100.
You've been through all of them.
I feel like I've been through all of it. From being like heavily inspired purely in like artistic field or sphere to like I had opportunity to really deepen my understanding about politics and history and activism, and I've read a lot and that definitely influences my music. I don't know, I also had a really, really lazy, self-doubty, unproductive time as well. I think like something that's great that came out of ISO for me is I had a, you know, privilege of just really sitting on my own and asking a lot of questions to me. And that like shaped my music a little bit differently to previous, because I've always been so influenced by like, you know, my friends and the lifestyle of gigging in Melbourne. You know, that influence is not being so constant all the time. Like, I think my listening list diversified. Maybe that will influence my music a little bit. I've been like going back, I've been going back deep into like Japanese like pop culture, which has been so interesting, because for past few years I've been listening like heavily into like jazz and I guess a lot of like, you know, folk music from around the world, and yeah, and like a lot of like also like intellectual electronic music as well. I don't know, something about missing home in this ISO. I've just been listening to a lot of like J-pop.
Yeah, it's also good to have uplifting things to listen to.
Exactly. And then the familiarity, it just takes me back to like, I don't know, innocent time as a child, just being happy and obsessed with music and dancing around. And, you know, it's quite a lot of fun.
Life sucks and I never try suicide. Mine's fucked even more than I realize. Time's up, keep it moving when she arrives. If you ever heard what I heard in my mind, never try, you would cry, that's a lie, you would die. I don't wanna ever come down from a high, I am in the best seat. From time and the next breed, if you're coming, come at me directly. Don't need no one to defend me. Souls in a place even I can't get to, don't fuck with the deadly. Moon waves and overseas, quick coasting overseas. Fuck those who don't believe, they will never wanna admit I'm the best here. From the mere fact that I've got ovaries, it's a woman's world, so to speak. Pussy, you sour, never giving credit where it's due, cause you don't like pussy. Power, venom. My, if you ever heard what I heard in the night, what a fright, must have been a parasite in my past life. I don't want to ever come down from a height. My soul was sending to the sky, it's just you and I. God, but I'm feeling too alive, trying to get me out of spite. Someone's got to pay, I ain't talking big amounts. Some kind of physical pain, some kind of traumatic shit. Niggas want to see dead bodies, probably not, they enrolling with no automatic clips. Movies scatter, you all erratic and shit. Niggas pussy looking batty and shit. Oh, you mad, then come at me, you prick. Make a move, better pattern it quick. I assume you'll be coming for blood. That makes two of us, that makes two of us, venom. Time today, like we roll trees, save lives and made minds of gold deep. Oh, he wouldn't have guessed, I'm so chill. Part of the day in the life you won't see. Part of the day in the life you can't be here for. It's the day in the life of OGs. Dealing with inner demons, I won't leave. Not a word you will listen when my soul speaks. Down I go, so follow me, follow me, follow me. Actually, don't follow me, nobody bother me. I'm a mess, honestly, fuck all your policies. They wanna kick me down and demolish me. Use me and fucking abolish me. I don't wanna hear no apologies. Or am I in my own head? Can't tell anymore. Psychotic to the death. When I dig deep, I can never find nothing left. It's a mystery. Rage, nothing but rage. Can't figure out if I'm going insane. Ain't no doubt we'll be showing no mercy. So think twice if you wanna get blazed. Nothing ain't nice right here, no games. I don't wanna dart nobody in a flash. True, it's a stick up. Hands in the air, put the money in a bag. All cash, venom.
Was Little Sims with the track Venom. Huge thank you to Elle for her incredible selection of tracks, her own music, her words, and her conversation, and being willing to share her story with both me and the listeners. You'll be able to find all of the tracks in the show notes, as well as some links to where you can hear her music and keep up to date with all the wonderful things she is doing. We're going to go out with two more tracks. Of course, it's selected by Elle. Next up to the local talent of Hiatus Coyote with Swamp Thing. And then another celebration of local talent, Samfer the Great, Any Day. Thank you so much for everyone for tuning in, and I'll be back next week for another episode. My name is Baby Zan, and you have been listening to XL Radio.
forever.
Did God take the burn on the election can? Sound on to the song, should they sing along? One round on the lawn with the African Sean, Sean Raw, make a God wish he never born. Yeah, yeah, with the wealth for the seed of jar. But y'all make a call from the money boy. It's hard, it's a nobody sing that y'all wanna have a brawl. Don't just do it, we can do it.
Don't forget the hands of feed ya. Don't depend on it, no. Don't forget the hands of feed you. Don't depend on it, no.
Busy bee. Father, I object this, talking about the next this. Everything is everything, I'm writing my objectives. Art is so subjective, if it's why you sing along. Argue with the rival, winning idols at their best award. That's to your accord, recognize my art. I don't need your praise to write the chords. All smoking, all mirror shit, it's not our with. No niggas in it rooted for the youngest who are covered in gorilla spit. Shouting we unworthy cause our families are all immigrants. Who decides to bar and who decides to raise it? Yeah, same song, sing along if you play it. Talking art and talking legacy. All rigged up in the industry. No vision, no vision. Race, white out in all my ancestry.
Don't forget the hands of feed ya. Don't depend on it.
It's me, past still the past, it's a choice if you erase it. Facts still the facts, making noise on my playlist. I'm supposed to learn my mistakes if you erase it. Know myself if you debase it, love myself if you degrade it. I'm too proud though, too uppity, trying to fit in too ruggedly. Speaking loud noise to disturb the peace, we don't want no peace. 8 straight years, hip hop didn't look like me. Now it's all changed, don't upload for no empathy. Smiling all around, I won't stop until I look and see a black run festival owned by some melanin. Ahead of men, age and mentality. Face your normality, rage abnormality. Freedom totality, straight black alchemy.